Tyre, an antechamber in the palace.
So, this is Tyre, and this the court. Here must I kill King Pericles, and if I do it not, I'm sure to be hanged at home. 'Tis dangerous. Well, I perceive he was a wise fellow and had good discretion that being bid to ask what he would of the king, desired he might know none of his secrets. Hush! Here come the lords of Tyre.
You shall not need my fellow peers of Tyre further to question me of your king's departure. His sealed commission, left in trust with me, doth speak sufficiently. He's gone to travel.
How? The king gone?
Royal Antiochus, on what cause I know not, took some displeasure at him, at least he judged so. And doubting less that he had erred or sinned, to show his sorrow he'd correct himself, so puts himself unto the shipman's toil, with whom each minute threatens life or death.
Well, I perceive I shall not be hanged now. Since he's gone, the king's ears it must please. He 'scaped the land to perish at the sea. I'll present myself. Peace to the lords of Tyre.
Lord Thalliard from Antiochus is welcome.
From him I come, with message unto princely Pericles. But since my landing, I've understood your lords betook himself to unknown travels. My message must return from whence it came.
We have no reason to desire it, commended to our master, not to us. Yet, ere you shall depart, this we desire. As friends to Antioch, we may feast in Tyre.
Thus time we waste, and longest leagues make short. Sail seas in cockles, haven't wished but fort. Making, to take your imagination from bourne to bourne, region to region. By you being pardoned, we commit no crime to use one language in each several clime where our scenes seem to live. Tarsus, a room in the governor's house.
My Dionysa, shall we rest us here, and by relating tales of others' griefs, see if it will teach us to forget our own?
That were to blow at fire and hope to quench it.
Oh, Dionysa, who wanteth food and will not say he wants it, or can conceal his hunger till he famish? This, Tarsus.